News from UNIFIL. The cessation of hostilities agreement on 27 November ended the open and intensive conflict between Lebanon and Israel, shifting the focus to a full and effective implementation of United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701. While both Lebanon and Israel recognize that the resolution is the framework for long-term peace, there has been some misunderstanding about UNIFIL's role in this. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti explains that while UNIFIL supports the implementation of the resolution in a variety of ways, it is ultimately the responsibility of Lebanon and Israel to fulfill their obligations under the resolution.
Lebanon and Israel have made commitments under the cessation of hostilities agreement, just as they have under Resolution 1701. UNIFIL has a role to play in supporting Resolution 1701, and while there is a significant overlap with the goals and principles of the cessation of hostilities agreement, these are not the same. In both cases, successful implementation depends on the parties and their commitment to achieving lasting peace, so people on both sides of the blue line can begin to rebuild their homes and also their lives. Peacekeepers are not here to enforce anything. We are here in Lebanon to help the Lebanese authorities implement Resolution 1701. And we act as an intermediary with Israel when things get tense. Right now, peacekeepers are supporting the Lebanese army in their redeployment and in managing the current security situation in the south. And we encourage everyone to follow Lebanese army instructions for their safety and security. We are seeing real progress in the army's redeployment, but there is much work for us to do together.
On February 1st, Irish and Polish peacekeepers donated essential winter supplies to the people of Atiri, who have been facing difficult conditions in the aftermath of the conflict. The donation included blankets, school bags, jackets, gloves, and headlamps to help families cope with harsh winter conditions. Mayor Ali Shaitu expressed gratitude for the support, noting that the assistance would be distributed to residents in Atiri and neighboring villages. A joyful and loving atmosphere filled Maroub Orphanage on February 1st as Malaysian peacekeepers organized a day of fun to connect with the children and create special memories. Children took part in interactive activities, including a coloring competition and a traditional dance performance. Heritage games like Shongkak, a traditional Malaysian game, added to the excitement, making the day even more special for the children. The initiative also included medical checkups, providing dental and health screening to support their well-being. On 31st January, Ghanaian peacekeepers supplied 30,000 liters of water to the Red Cross in Ermesh village to help meet their water needs and support their daily operations. The organization expressed gratitude for the assistance, highlighting the peacekeepers' ongoing commitment to supporting local communities. Following the cessation of hostilities agreement on 27 November, peacekeepers from the Republic of Korea resumed training courses on sewing and soap making for women in their area of operations. Launched in 2009 at the request of local authorities, these initiatives aim to build women's skills, create job opportunities, and help them earn money to support themselves and their families. We visited a sewing workshop in Burghliya, where Rania Shab, a mother of five, joined 40 other trainees to improve her skills.
This workshop has helped us a lot in developing our skills and has given us the chance to create new things, bags, items we can use at home. It has also enabled us to do some simple repairs on children's clothes, like shortening them and making other adjustments. Before this, we faced difficulties and going to a tailor was expensive.